the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
A weekly hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s obscurities. Podcast via freefm.org.nz and iTunes, and spreading the love via facebook.com/retrospectsgaragepunkradio.
It's mostly trash, but that good 5% is so exciting and vital that it claims the attention of every thinking person.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show, episode 419. I'm Phil Gray. Thank you for joining me for an hour of the greatest 60s underground rock music. We look at 60s garage rock, garage punk, proto-punk, and freak beat. In this episode 419, we are looking at some obscurities. I have a bunch of material never played on the show before, and a really eclectic mix of some of my favourite tracks. But we got it underway with a band that I'm pretty sure have never been on Retrospect before. They're from Sacramento, California, originally called The Id, formed 1964. They changed their name to The Hyreem. The band consisted of 17-year-old guitarist and songwriter Nancy Ross with her sister Sally Ross, who was just 13. The two were in high school in Sacramento, and the two sisters remained in the group's roster right through the entire band's tenure, right through to 1971. The Hyreem renamed as She during that time. Pretty rebellious girls, apparently, came up with an idea about forming an all-female group after attending a Beach Boys concert in 1964. The Hyreem recorded a bunch of tracks not released until 1999. We had a track called Bus Stop. Brilliant way to get this episode underway. Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Well, we are looking at 60s garage obscurities, and one of my favourite obscure 60s bands out of the States is The Driving Stupid. Formed 1966 in New Jersey, they were on their way to LA on a road trip, stopped in at Albuquerque, recorded 7 demos to stir up interest from record labels. This is one of those demos. The Driving Stupid. This is Fast City.
About a boy and his car. His car was very pretty, so he took it on down to a little place called Fast City! Ah!
Hop in my car, that's really great. Gonna cut it down, that's really fast city. Got my guns and I'm really bragging. Gonna shut it down, that Volkswagen. Got my car, real back to power. 0 to 60 in half an hour. Hop, 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 hop. Hop, 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 hop. Hop, 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 hop. Got a two-speed shift right off the column. Step on the gas, I'll see you later. She's got a one-barrel carburetor. When I get going, they'll pay attention. This car's got a lawnmower engine. Hop, 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 hop. Hop, 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 hop. Hop, 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 hop. Hop, 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 hop.
Fast.
Hopped in the car and she's real pretty. Gonna take it down to Fast City. Got my Hudson and I'm really bragging. Gonna shut down that Volkswagen. Got my Hudson really back to power. 0 to 60 in half an hour.
Hop, 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 hop. Hop, 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 hop. Hop, 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 hop. Hop, 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 hop.
Top engine low going 23. Going so fast I can hardly see. Mirror and the fins going 28. Man, this Hudson is really great. I'm a little behind, but my car is really loaded. So I dropped it in reverse and the car exploded.
All right, Ringo, if you'll come down from up top there. I should first of all find out the primary question. Is this your own, all of your regular type hair?
This, we're growing it, yes.
It isn't a wig, then. May I have your first names, please?
Dave.
Tom.
Vic.
Bill.
Bill. You know, let's move out here a little bit, fellas. We'll be a little bit more in the light. You are doing, I guess, what a lot of people would like to do, let their hair grow long and play the Beatles stuff and so forth. How does this strike you? Did you ever meet these fellas?
We met them in Miami.
What happened? Did you have an all-out war, or did they receive you well? Were you going to see them, or vice versa?
No, they were coming to see us. We were playing a club in Miami, and they came in.
What was their reaction to seeing you?
Well, it was very...
Were they friendly?
Yes, yeah. They were. In fact, they Ringo and Paul had got up to dance to our music, and it made us feel rather, you know...
The Beatles were dancing to the Beatles music? And, how long has this been going on? How long have you had the long hair?
Well, we've only had the long hair about 4 months now. But we started it about 6 months ago as more or less a joke thing.
As the American Beatles now, I would imagine this has caused you to travel a good deal, has it not?
Yes. In fact, we're going to South America July 4th for 11 weeks.
Should be very exciting. Gentlemen, this is your first trip to American Bandstand. There's the American Beatles, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very, very much, Charles.
lyrics, it's the beat.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia. Obscurities out of the States. The Driving Stupid top of the set with Fast City. Picture and information about the next band up on our Instagram page and Facebook page. They're called the American Beatles. Beatles with three E's rather than two. 1964 saw Beatlemania sweeping the world and a headline that the Beatles would be touring South America. So millions of people were waiting, but four mop tops arrived in July at Buenos Aires Airport. It wasn't John, Paul, George and Ringo. Was in fact Tom, Vic, Bill and Dave. The American Beatles, previously a bar band called the Ardells, but they wore their hair the same, they dressed the same, they wore suits, and it was pretty good, says Bill Andy from the American Beatles. The track we had, Hey Hey Girl. Then wrapping the set, from New Jersey, The Hallmarks. This takes us back to that story of a kind of DIY Phil Spector type called Tommy Falcone. 1962 to 1970, he founded and ran Cleopatra Records. The Hallmarks auditioned. Tommy Falcone had turned his back on these auditions to hear the band rather than see them. The band's 20 altogether arranged around the perimeter of a warehouse in New Jersey. Falcone, seated at the center, pointed to each one in turn. The Hallmarks had a microphone taped to a birdcage stand, a regular guitar strung with bass strings, and a bunch of random drum hardware. Falcone couldn't see that. He heard the band. When he turned round, he signed them on the spot. So the Hallmarks from New Jersey. Track called Stop, Stop, Keep Out.
That's good and even great.
One more American track. This is The Human Expression. 60s garage psychedelic band out of LA, three really, really good singles, but a bunch of demo recordings also made 1966 and 1967. This one is an unreleased version of what became the B-side to the 1966 A-side was Optical Sound, Great Human Expression track. This one, a demo of that B-side, this is The Human Expression with Calm Me Down.
I can't stay in one place, I have to move around. Well, I've got to find somebody to just to calm me down.
G'day Phil, this is Jamie from Sydney, Australia. Your non-stop 60s global garage punk is fueling the fire for our budding garage band here across the Dutch. So keep it coming.
Thank you. I just like to know that everybody knows that she got some soul, but me no more. All right, one time.
We had American band, The Human Expression, top of that set with a demo of Calm Me Down. Then two tracks out of Australia. The Wild Cherries first up. Started 1964 playing R&B and jazz. Went on to become, quote, the most relentlessly experimental psychedelic band on the Melbourne discotheque dance scene, according to one Glenn A. Baker. Lots of lineup changes during their tenure. They released four singles on Festival Records, including a pretty well-known one called Chrome Plated Yabby. They are the Wild Cherries. We had their cover of Baby Please Don't Go. Then another track out of Australia, but often referred to as a New Zealand band. Picture and information up on our Facebook and Instagram. They are the Pleasers, with a Z. Founded as the G-Men, 1964 in Brisbane, Australia. They were brought over to New Zealand, signed by Eldred Stebbing of Zodiac Records, here in New Zealand, 1965. Appeared on TV, they had an initial single last night, didn't do well, but their follow-up was a cover of Them's Magnificent Gloria, released February 1965, broke into the New Zealand charts. They released a debut album called Definitely Pleasers in 1966 on Zodiac Records. We took a track from that, from Australian/New Zealand band. The track's called Security.
I know how it feels when you sing it. I know what it does to you. And I know the evil feeling that you feel when you sing it.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia. A bunch of global garage coming your way. Picture and information on this band up on our Facebook and Instagram. Called Los Barbados. Argentinian garage freak beat group composed of three Italian brothers. Released a couple of singles and an LP on the label called Odeon Pops. This is Los Barbados, track called Zoom, 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 originally recorded by American band called Our Patch of Blue, covered by Australian band called Cam Pact. This is Los Barbados out of Argentina.
Zoom! alto
do. Woman couldn't make it, he couldn't get the kick. He found that they were wicked, he got tired. And then he took to drinking all night long until his head was burning. He found that he was sleepy and tired. Kind. He found that he got sick and blind. And then he found a pep pills and a kick he had been searching for. He found that he was happy in paradise.
Nancy Craddock, I'm chilling out in Rarotonga listening to Retrospect.
Global Garage Tracks. Argentinian band Los Barbados, track found on a compilation called Digging Down Argentina, Nuggets from the Rio Platense Scene, 1969 to 1975. Los Barbados with Zoom, Zoom, Zoom. Then a band called the Mech Op Singers. Mech Op, short for Mechanical Optical. They began their career as Chat Noir, appeared on TV and recorded in 1964. We took a track called Pep Pills. These guys very much inspired by their heroes, the Yardbirds, recorded a bunch of 45s and a couple of EPs. We took that track, Pep Pills, from 1966 off a 45 RPM four-track EP, The Mech Op Singers. Then out of Peru, Los Shanes, formed 1963, one of the great bands from the golden age of Peruvian rock. Los Shanes, with Que Eres Ser Estrella de Rock and Roll. So you want to be a rock and roll star. And didn't we all?
It's playing on some of our radio. It have to box the mind of the young people.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia. More global garage. This band out of Spain, they're called Los Juniors. Now, from my understanding, there are three separate groups out of Spain in the 60s with the same name. One from Catalonia, one from Asturias, and one from Pamplona. I believe this is the band from Pamplona. This is Los Juniors with Rondando, a cover of The Gestures, Run, Run, Run.
Sentirte junto a mí. Nunca me aburrí por tu casa de rondar hasta poderte besar, pero mientras no sea así, siempre me verás rondando día y noche.
Phil Gray's retrospect.
Oh, Bonnie, reviens!
Hey, 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 Bonnie. Oh, reviens chez moi. Hey, 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 Bonnie. J'ai besoin de toi. Hey, hey, Bonnie. Hey, Bonnie. Uh-huh. Hey, 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 Bonnie. Oh, reviens chez moi. Hey, 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 Bonnie. J'ai besoin de toi. Hey, hey, Bonnie. Hey, Bonnie. Je revois ton beau visage. Je revois tes yeux. Comme un lion en cage. Moi, je deviens furieux. Hey, hey, Bonnie. Hey, Bonnie. Hey, 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 Bonnie. Oh, reviens chez moi. Hey, 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 Bonnie. J'ai besoin de toi. Hey, hey, Bonnie. Hey, Bonnie. Uh-huh. Mais c'est vrai que ma fête, c'est aujourd'hui. Et avec des cigarettes, chérie, te voici. Hey, hey, Bonnie. Hey, Bonnie. Tu es là, je t'adore. Oh, embrasse-moi. Embrasse-moi encore. Je n'aime que toi. Hey, hey, Bonnie. Hey, Bonnie.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelic.
Morreram milhões implorando paz. Morreram milhões suplicando que não guerreassem jamais. Olha o sol que já não aquece. Olha o dia que cedo escurece. Sintam quantos gritos de dor. Ouçam, o vento já não sussurra aquela prece de amor. O homem deixou de amar, esqueceu tudo e só pensa em conquistar. Esqueceu-se até de Deus. Semeou-se o ódio e ainda hoje chovem lágrimas no Vietnã. Morreram milhões implorando paz. Morreram milhões suplicando que não guerreassem jamais. Pare um instante só. Pense em tudo que abandonado está. Garanto que largariam suas armas e começariam a se abraçar. E todos, bem unidos então, cantariam um hino de união. Cuidado, mundo! Estamos na véspera da destruição. Morreram milhões implorando paz. Morreram milhões suplicando que não guerreassem jamais.
Well, we had Los Juniors out of Spain, top of the set, with Ron Dando. Then another favourite of mine, discovered last year, discussed at length in a couple of previous episodes, and a Pecha Kucha presentation that I gave. You can find that in the back episodes of Retrospect. They're called Les Blues en Noir, French group from Bordeaux. Very short career, just 1961 and 1962. So pre-60s garage rock, which was really 64 through to 68, say. Considered now a precursor to the punk movement. Just a handful of tracks recorded, extremely crude, but fantastic. Les Bluesons Noirs, with a track called Hey Pony. Then out of Brazil, Ronaldo Soares with Os 5 Hotas. Some of the most eccentric rock made in Brazil during the 60s. Os 5 Hotas Garage Combo from Rio de Janeiro. Teamed up with Ronaldo Soares, kind of likened to a Brazilian Kim Fowley. Cool track. Vespera da Destrucio. Did what you hear?
Yeah.
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, Castbox, Podbean, Pod Directory, and many more. Yeah. Here's one from an obscure American band called The Barks. B-A-C-H-S. An album out of the Barks, 1968, originally a private pressing of just 150 copies, one of the rarest 60s garage albums ever. Band members came from Chicago suburbs of Lake Forest and Lake Bluff. Existed for 3 years. They performed at school dances, teen clubs, and private parties around Chicago. Very crude recordings, but quite amazing, I think. This is The Barks with Minister to a Mind Diseased.
It's 6 o'clock now and it's time to eat and rest your feet. Of course you're hungry because you eat to live. Does that live to eat? When you're driving in your car along the freeway throng, just watch your speed or you'll be taken in, kept within a cell. Don't be concerned, you'll die the same. Don't try to fight it, it's all in vain. But tonight I'll eat at 6:05, 'cause I know you can't survive. Drive my car at 95, and no one on earth will catch me alive. when it's dark outside, you go to sleep and count the sheep. And when you start, you count with number one. That's how it's done, my friend. Don't be concerned, you'll die the same. Don't try to fight it, it's all in vain. When you're feeling low, you know it's time to free your mind. Just take up slack and you'll be on your back in seconds flat, I swear. Don't be concerned, you'll die the same. Don't try to fight it, it's all in vain. But tonight I'll take a dive, cause I know
'60s garage punk, garage rock, freak beat, and psychedelia.
What's a girl like you, doing in a place like this? You know I want to take you away, and all I want is just one kiss. People say you're from the wrong side of the railroad tracks, but with a love like ours, we can turn our backs on the people and the rules. Cause we know they're nothing but a lot of fools. All my friends tell me that this could never, never work out. But it's plain that they just don't see what love is all about. Maybe I don't know where I'm going, but I know where I've been. And I'm never, never, never going back again. The more they dislike you, the more I hate them all. Cause compared to them, you're 10 feet tall. What's a girl like you, doing in a place like this? You know I want to take you away, and all I want is just one kiss. People say you're from the wrong side of the railroad tracks, but with a love like ours, we can turn our backs on the people and the rules. Cause we know they're nothing but a pack of fools. All my friends tell me that this could never, never work out. But it's plain that they just don't see what love is all about. Maybe I don't know where I'm going, but I know where I've been. And I'm never, never, never going back again. The more they dislike you, the more I hate them all. Cause compared to them, you're 10 feet tall. What's a girl like you, going in a place like this? What's a girl like you, going in a place like this? What's a girl like you, going in a place like this?
In the name of Jesus!
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
We'll be right back.
Three tracks out of the States, The Barks from 1968, Minister to a Mind Diseased. Then a band called Them. This is not Van Morrison's Them, and not the later version of that band who did resettle in the States. This Them, however, from Cincinnati, Ohio, recorded the track we had in 1964, released on King Records, called A Girl Like You. Then finally in the set, picture and information up on our Facebook and Instagram, a band called The Yeti Men from Lake Minnetonka, largely a surf music band. In 1964, they got together in the Minnetonka High School auditorium and recorded at least six tracks throughout February and March. We had one of those tracks called Wine, Wine, Wine. Those tracks were rushed down to the K Bank pressing plant in Minneapolis to be pressed on vinyl. The result was short of an album, but KAL Records released those tracks with tracks from a band called The Upper Trio. So The Yeti Men, Wine, Wine, Wine. Cool way to wrap this episode of Retrospect. We've packed it full of obscure 60s material. Hope you've enjoyed the selection. I've certainly really enjoyed the selection on this week's episode of Retrospect. Don't forget, there are back episodes, 50 or more, available everywhere that you get your podcasts. If you struggle to find it, just search Retrospect Garage Punk in Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Stitcher Radio, take your pick. We're going to wrap with an instrumental as we always do here on Retrospect. This band out of Corpus Christi, Texas, formed as the Marauders. They became the Zachary Thax. They supported their heroes, the Yardbirds. They've had tracks on the Pebbles anthologies, on Nuggets. So reasonably well known for a 60s garage band. This track, not so much. This is an instrumental called Footsteps Jam from Texas band The Zachary Thax. That's it for the episode. I'm Phil Gray. Thank you so much for sharing this great music with me. With Retrospect. Retrospect Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
Am I supposed to be a big fan? It's fine, but it's really not appropriate.